This is Arguable Flirting, a Star Wars The Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Willow Crowned and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Obi-Wan Kenobi, Quinlan Vos, with additional tags for Obi-Wan's incorrigible flirting. Or not. I wrote this in under an hour after midnight to make the brain screaming stop. No beta. We die like me. Why does he do that with her? Ahsoka asks, staring at Obi-Wan's body.
Do what with who?
Anakin replies after a moment. They're both in the med bay watching Obi-Wan, who is stretched out on a bed and pumped full of enough drugs to not get a Gundark, which means that he'll be asleep for maybe another hour max. Obi-Wan, as all the medics had quickly learned, burns through sedatives like wildfire, and doesn't react well when you tell him that he can either lie still and heal, or be strapped down and heal. You know, Ahsoka says, wearing an expression of disgust. Flirt with Ventress. Anakin looks up, frowning.
Obi-Wan doesn't flirt with Ventress.
Ahsoka gives him a look, like she's surprised he had enough brain cells to crawl out of the womb, which is uncomfortably similar to Obi-Wan's. I knew you were foolish, Anakin, but I'm consistently astounded at your ability to create terrible plans. Look. Maybe he's been letting them spend too much time together. He'd thought it would mellow Ahsoka out, but apparently Obi-Wan's just been teaching her some new facial expressions. Next time she asks to go spend time with him, Anakin will tell her about the time Obi-Wan got them both trapped inside a carnivorous plant. That should keep her from listening to him too much.
He calls her darling, Ahsoka says. He literally just told her that her complexion looks especially radiant today.
Well, yeah, Anakin says. But that's not how Obi-Wan flirts.
How can that not be flirting? Ahsoka asks.
He only does that with people he doesn't like.
What? Really?
Well, he's never told me that my complexion looks radiant.
Do you want him to? Ahsoka asks, highly skeptical.
Anakin scrunches up his nose.
Ugh, no.
Obi-Wan shifts, then speaks, words slightly slurred.
What are you two on about?
Do you like Ventress?
Anakin asks.
It takes a moment for Obi-Wan to absorb the question.
Well, he says, already clearer.
Aside from her consistent attempts to kill me and mine, she has quite a way with words.
Anakin rolls his eyes. And how do you feel about Quinlan Vos?
Obi-Wan frowns.
I would be happy if I never saw that man again.
There you go, Snips.
Anakin gestures.
All cleared up?
What? No! What?
Anakin grins and claps her on the back.
I'll show you what I mean when we get back to the temple.
It's another 10 standard months until they make it back to the Jedi Temple at the same time as Quinlan Vos. Ahsoka, who'd moved into Anakin's apartments, which he is frequently very suspiciously absent from, finds herself in Obi-Wan's room most days while he's on medical leave, having been appointed by the healers to keep him from doing anything too strenuous.
Morty? Obi-Wan offers from his perch on the couch, where he's scrolling through the news feeds on a datapad.
No thanks, Ahsoka says. She's already had two cups, and she doesn't feel much like getting out of her blanket wrap to go to the fresher.
You know, Obi-Wan says, looking up at her, but whatever he's about to say is cut off by the door slamming open.
"Obi-Wan!" someone calls.
Shielded from view of the door as she is, Ahsoka can't see who's speaking. It turns out she doesn't need to, because the next sentence out of Obi-Wan's mouth is a name.
"Master Voss,"
Obi-Wan replies, eyes raised slightly skywards in what for him is a full eye roll. Ahsoka perks up. She's still not convinced on Anakin's stance toward Obi-Wan's flirting. As near as she can tell, he flirts with almost everyone he meets, even if they're carrying a red lightsaber. Especially if they're carrying a red lightsaber.
"Come on, Obi-Wan,"
Quinlan Vos says slyly, vaulting over the couch without even noticing Ahsoka. He straddles Obi-Wan, leaning in so close that Ahsoka can barely hear.
"It's just the two of us. You don't have to be polite."
Ahsoka is about to speak up when she notices Obi-Wan's face. He's flushed, glaring up at Voss with a look that suggests more sexual tension than annoyance.
"I'm always polite,"
Obi-Wan insists, though the effect is somewhat ruined by the fact that he's shifted closer to Voss, already having put aside his datapad. "Just because you never feel the need to demonstrate decorum doesn't mean the rest of us don't." Voss chuckles, low and dark, and Ahsoka squirms uncomfortably. She pipes up.
"Hi, I'm Ahsoka."
Voss jumps backwards 3 feet, swearing a string of words in Botchi that Ahsoka is pretty sure are untranslatable.
"Obi-Wan, why do you have a youngling in here?"
"That," Obi-Wan says with a distinctly satisfied smirk, "is my grand Padawan, Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka, this mess of a Jedi is Quinlan Vos."
"Hey, kid," Vos says, giving Obi-Wan a glare. "Sorry about that."
"About what?" Ahsoka blinks up at him innocently, mimicking her master's best,
"No, Obi-Wan, I didn't crush that ship,"
look. Voss gives her an approving look, and Obi-Wan sighs deeply.
"I'll come back later, then?"
he asks Obi-Wan.
"If you must,"
Obi-Wan replies, though Ahsoka can tell he's less put upon than he is pretending.
"Huh," she says. "I see what Anakin meant about the flirting."
Obi-Wan blinks. "Anakin what?" Voss folds his arms.
"Yeah, I think I'd like to hear this too."
Ahsoka realizes belatedly that she's in a room with two Jedi Masters, both of whom are looking at her like she's just revealed that she knows vital intel, and like they're really, really going to enjoy interrogating her. She hurriedly untangles herself from the blankets and does a backflip over the back of the couch.
Nothing, she says, already edging out the door. "Master Obi-Wan, remember not to do any strenuous activities."
Obi-Wan blushes and Voss smirks, which gives her just enough time to run out the door. Ahsoka makes her way to the training cells, relieved to see that her master is in a smaller one, going through some advanced gym so.
"Oh, hey, Snips,"
Anakin says as soon as he sees her. Then he frowns at her flushed face.
"What's wrong?"
"Did you know," she says, "that Master Voss is back in the temple?"
"No, but..."
Anakin freezes.
"Weren't you with Obi-Wan?"
Ahsoka nods. "You were right. He didn't flirt with Ventress. Or that one pirate. Or that singer. Or..." Anakin laughs.
"I get the point. I'm sorry you got inadvertently scarred."
Ahsoka makes a face. "Are they always like that?"
Pretty much, Anakin grimaces. They're worse when they go out together. You know how Obi-Wan isn't actually the paragon of reason and rationality he pretends to be?
Ahsoka nods.
Geonosis twice, Naboo four times, that one planet with the carnivorous plant that you told me about.
Exactly.
Anakin pauses.
Quinlan Vos has worse ideas than Obi-Wan. And Obi-Wan goes along with them.
That's...
Ahsoka stops.
Anakin nods, grimace expanding. I walked in on them multiple times when I was still a Padawan.
Oh, ew!
In the room of a thousand fountains.
Gross!
Ahsoka covers her face.
Gross, gross! Ew, no, gross!
Just be glad you didn't have to see it, oh Padawan mine,
Anakin says darkly.
And be glad that he doesn't actually flirt with Ventress.
Ahsoka makes a face.
Oh, Force, can you imagine?
Anakin grimaces.
I'm really, really trying not to.
The end!
Atha's notes. I've been watching The Clone Wars, and I think it's so funny that they accidentally reframed every single one of Obi-Wan's conversations with Quinlan Vos as inveterate flirting because of the way he talks to Satine. Peak accidental homoeroticism!